At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.
You know you belong together, little big pod forever. You're talking on air. Nathan has weird hair. From the very first moment I heard you, I never felt such emotion. From talking on air, I said no, you are there. So hold me in your arms and let me go. I wanna stay forever, closer each day. Graham and Nate.
Hello.
Hello.
There you are.
Oh, there I am.
How's the headphones?
Yeah, feels great. Thanks for asking.
Feels good to be home.
Can you hear that fan? Are we okay with
it? Yeah, let's turn it off.
Will we turn it off?
It's a little bit chilly.
Let's make it hot and spicy.
Hot and spicy. Bum, bum, bum. Oh, will we put in Joel Curry's chat at the end of this?
Oh, of course we will. Yeah.
Because I actually think he was fun.
Oh, he was such a nice guy.
One and twos. The odd time when we don't do interviews that often because I don't like them.
Yeah, why aren't you a fan of the old interview? Is it because you're not in control? You don't know what could happen?
Stresses me out. I don't know why. Interviews stress me out. And it shouldn't, because we've never done a bad interview.
No, I kind of feel like we have maybe...
Oh, sorry, we have.
Rita Ora over the phone.
Little Mix on Zoom. That was a horrendous...
Oh, yeah, we did just before Christmas. Little Mix on Zoom. They're promoting their brand new album. And... they kept cutting out, and it just wasn't smooth.
And we prepared the studio to have cameras, lights, everything, dressed up nice, and then, boom, they had no cameras on.
Yeah.
And we said, are you going to have any cameras there? Leanne and... it wasn't Perry, it wasn't Jesse, it was Leanne and...
Oh, God. Leanne and... it's a girl I actually...
Perry! No, it's not.
No, it's not Perry, it's not Jesse.
Jade.
Yeah. Is it Jade Thirlwell?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I actually fancy Jade Thirlwell. I don't even know her name.
Jade and Leanne.
For anyone who doesn't know Joel Curry, big deal, English DJ. But I actually never view him really as a DJ. He's a man that was always in my living room, Geordie Shore.
Yeah.
He always would make a cameo appearance because he was dating Sophie at the time. I don't think they're together anymore.
No. Tell me, would he get on with them? Because I actually threw in your friend Charlotte Crosby. I said, your friend Charlotte Crosby. Of course, she was on Gotta Get It Wrong. Geordie Shore, she played Gotta Get It Wrong. He played Gotta Get It Wrong.
Yeah.
I was referencing her. Would they be friends? Did they
would
get on?
I would say he was more friendly with the girls than the guys. See, Joel would appear when they would throw a house party. And I just remember certain times Joel arriving completely topless. And the guys were saying... to themselves, like Gaz Beadle and James, don't know why Joel has just turned up here topless. It's creepy.
So ripped.
And you're like, when you look like that, Gaz,
yep,
you're gonna turn up topless.
Yeah, Gaz and his parsnip,
the Beadle. We don't all have parsnips, Gaz.
Would they still do it today? The fact that they showed them riding,
yeah,
under the covers.
Well, they do that in Love Island, don't they?
Yeah, I suppose. Just see the doobies going up and down, up and down, up and down. Like, oh, Jesus Christ, this is like Big Brother porn. They never show this in Big Brother.
Do you remember Big Brother Live when the birds would be singing in the background? Look, I will say, welcome to the podcast.
Oh, this guy's stoned.
Yes, I may sound a little bit different.
Stoned.
It's because I'm holding a bottle.
I don't even want to have this.
Grandma's cough medicine. If you've been listening to the last two episodes, you will have noticed I've been speaking about CBD oil.
Is this guy blooming sponsored.
Sponsor. I don't know if I want to be the sponsor because the CBD oil that I'm holding in my hands right now tastes funky. The flavor is rapeseed oil. Graham, we're going to have to sanitize the top.
I was going to just reach for the sanitized wipes, but also, there's none in them.
I don't want you to read out this brand.
I won't.
Because you might not like it and I don't want to slag off
brands. I'm
definitely
not going to like it.
CBD oil, it's supposed to calm you down. Joe Rogan said he took it and didn't realize he had anxiety
until he took it. That's really a good tagline.
Would you say...
You don't realize you have anxiety until you have it. And then you realize you have it and then you can't stop thinking about it.
Would you be an anxious person?
I used to be.
Yeah?
I still would have the odd... I don't have anxiety.
No.
But I would be anxious the odd time.
Would you be?
I get very anxious before interviews.
Yeah,
there you go. That's the only time I do.
Would you be a worrier getting on a flight or something?
Flights don't bother me. Even though as I got older, they have a little bit more. But flights don't bother me. Dogs bother me. Water bothers me. But I'm getting better with both. I'm doing a bit of sea swimming, so that's helped. And I've got a lot better with Claire's dog, Sasha. Shout out Sasha if you listen. I now play with her. I don't just pet her, I play with her.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Sasha is a lovely looking dog. I remember I met Sasha up Killiney Hill when we were trying
to... Lab or Golden Retriever?
Golden.
Yeah, I always get confused.
Do you?
Is Labrador more hair?
No, Retriever is more hair, I would say. Maybe. It's hard to... I actually don't know if Sasha's a Labrador or a Retriever. I don't want to lie on the podcast.
I wouldn't want you to do that either.
When I was on the Elaine show, just speaking about flying, the last topic, okay? So I was on the Elaine show on Friday, Man Friday, if you don't know...
Oh, man!
We're men!
Oh, I got got opinions, and I'm a man.
It is a complete copy of Loose Women.
Absolutely.
I was on with Dara...
Keeney.
A journalist.
In the Sunday World.
And a man called...
he was rememberable.
No, he was. A guy called McCulloch.
Oh, yeah, him.
Surname McCulloch. He's a broadcaster from Northern Ireland. Very nice guy.
Dave McCulloch.
I think it was Dave McCulloch.
Pretty sure he's the 6-1 news anchor. Pretty sure of that now.
Now, I was being quite jokey throughout all of it. Speaking
cop
about
on,
Colin Farrell, I was trying to have a joke.
Mate, why don't you just cop on and actually take it seriously for once instead of always going, oh, I'm a joker.
No, but I did take it seriously at the end. Yeah. So the last topic was about using alcohol. To drink, you know, drinking alcohol too much and becoming an alcoholic and being over reliant on it for maybe social events.
Yeah.
You're married to the drink because if you don't have it, you're going to be awkward. And your man McCulloch said, I don't drink anymore. I've been sober for 6 months. I'm much preferring it. I found myself always using it. And then Dara himself, he was saying, you know, I know that I would turn to the bottle at these events, red carpet events, and I don't think it's healthy. And then Elaine's... So it was quite like
a serious tone. Yeah. What's going to happen here now?
And I'm doing this over Zoom. So I'm in my living room looking at this. So I'm not in the studio.
Yeah.
And then Elaine says, now you're a... Nathan, look, you're a fun guy, but what do you feel about drinking? Would you say you drink a lot? Would you over drink?
Yeah.
No, I didn't actually crack a joke.
Yeah. Like, it's a serious topic.
I went away and went, oh, Jesus, they might think I have a problem. I went, look, I'll be honest with you. Probably the only aspect where I feel I drink too much is flights. I'm a very nervous flyer and I like to be quite tipsy getting on the flight because I'm scared I'm going to die. And I felt like they connected with that. They saw a different side to me.
Yeah.
I might lash that into my show reel. Funny, funny, funny. Hey, who's this deep alcoholic?
Oh, right. So there is. I thought there was a punchline.
No,
you're just a serious guy now.
Did you see?
You're turning a serious broadcaster.
Did you see my performance?
I saw the one where you talked about marrying me. I saw you the double forehead. Oh yeah, I watched it. Don't worry.
You watched it, baby.
Don't worry. Nothing gets past old Grammy. Nothing gets past me.
So I'm holding the bottle of CBD oil.
I don't want to.
As I said,
I kind of feel sick.
In the last episode, I was going to bring it in. I want you to try it because I didn't really feel much effect.
Can I not?
No, you have to.
I've had indigestion every day, bar yesterday.
You had a shooting pain in your stomach.
Do you know what I did? Myself and Coxie.
Yeah. Happy birthday, Coxie.
It was yesterday.
It's Coxie's birthday yesterday.
He said on Friday, he's finished his job and he's starting a new job yesterday.
Jesus, this is an exclusive.
He started on his birthday. And he was kind of in a celebratory mood, and I got home on Friday. And what I like to do, I like to have a little bit of a nap on a Friday, because I don't like falling asleep so early on a Friday evening, because we go to bed early. Christ, I was in bed at 7:30.
Yeah.
That was a lot to do with, though. There was football on the telly, and I'm getting in a little bit depressed watching football.
Yeah, fair enough.
Not going to lie.
Maybe you're a Liverpool fan.
The CBD oil will help me.
Yeah.
And I'm watching the football, and I'm just thinking, oh, I can't watch any more of this, because these games are for the top four, and Liverpool are out. So I went upstairs, and I watched Your Honour.
Is it good? Is it worth a watch?
It's good. It's good.
How many episodes?
It's good. It's a little bit predictable.
Okay. I don't mind that.
Like, yeah, you can kind of see where it's going. But it's 10.
10 episodes.
And I'm 4 in.
How long?
Hour.
Oh, God. Can we just make programs half an hour?
It goes quick.
Okay.
And so, yeah, the reason to go for a nap is because I don't want to fall asleep early. He went for, do you want to go for a coffee? We'll go for a coffee. Jeez. He goes, on me.
So had you woken up from the nap?
No, this is when I got home.
Oh, this
got home about 12.
Pre-nap, okay.
Oh, Jesus. Coxie never really offers.
Puts his hand in his wallet.
So I said, you know, I'll take the opportunity.
Yeah.
Got the coffee. Bought me a cookie as well.
Oh, my God. How did that happen? How did that transaction?
Well, I drove.
Yeah.
And he says, what do you want? And I go, no, I'll get it myself. He goes, no, I'll get it. I go, okay. Okay.
And then did he surprise you with the cookie?
No, he said he wanted to get a cookie.
And what did you say?
Okay.
So he said, I'm going to get a coffee. Do you want a coffee?
Yeah, and then he said, I'm getting a cookie as well. And I said, I'll just wait outside because there's no point. Two of us going in, and he ended up getting me a cookie as well.
That's so
beautiful.
Nice.
Thank you, Coxie. Thank you, Coxie. Now, he did that, got home. I then decided to have lunch, and I went to bed straight away after the coffee, cookie, and lunch.
What did you have for lunch?
Kind of pasta, bolognese stuff. One of those meals.
Fit meals, yeah.
Woke up, and I felt horrendous. I had a pain in the middle of my chest.
Yeah.
I could barely finish my dinner that night. Woke up on Tuesday. I mean, Saturday. I slept so long, I woke up 4 days later.
You were in a coma.
Woke up on Saturday. Felt okay. Had a coffee. Boom. Pain in my chest all day. Woke up on Sunday. Boom. There all day.
Were you shitting all day?
No, it was like there was acid or something. I was taking Gaviscon, Rennie, my esmeprazole. I was on everything.
You're on
so
these.
The reason I bring this, I don't have to drink the CBD oil.
No, you have to. Do you know these stomach tablets? Have you gotten them? Have you received them? I know you placed an order and they should have arrived.
Oh, no, they're for my spots.
Oh, they're for your spots?
They haven't arrived. They got lost in the post. 60 quid down the fucking
drain.
Oh,
that's annoying.
Yeah, I get these spot tablets, €60. They last me 3 months. And they didn't arrive.
So you...
They're lost in the post.
Want to bow out from the CBD?
Ah, no, go on, give it to me.
You'll do it. So this is a real experiment. I don't believe that you're anxious right now. You seem quite relaxed.
I am, actually, yeah.
Your hair is lovely.
Is it?
Wrinkly forehead.
It's not lovely, for that for a fact. The wrinkly forehead is wrinkly.
Jeez, I couldn't get over, man. We have cameras in the studio now.
Yeah.
Did you see my eyes on Friday?
Very bad bags.
Yeah, bad bags.
Bad bags.
I have sent you over email.
Yeah, I've got it here.
A video of a very scary dog attacking a man.
That's an Alsatian.
He's doing training.
It's called Bite Club.
For the Dutch police, I think.
There's a show on Netflix which shows the training of these dogs.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know what it's called. Canine something.
Don't know if I'd want to watch
Attack-trained Dutch Shepherd and German Shepherd, canine1.com.
So what we're going to do is I want you to watch that for a minute.
Now.
You'll be anxious.
Yes.
Describe how anxious you're feeling. Then you're going to take 2 drops of this.
And then I won't be anxious.
It takes around 7 minutes for it to be in your bloodstream.
We'll come back to it.
So we'll come back to it.
Read
a few emails and then we'll come back to it.
Okay, are we ready to go?
Crossing over to Bite Club. This is a Dutch dog.
Okay.
And maybe describe what's going on.
Oh, Jesus. I actually don't like this. There's a person holding back this really aggressive dog in a car park. Now he's let the dog go. The dog is running. Oh, my Jesus. No, the dog ran in the window of the car and he's now biting the arm of the man. But the arm, he's obviously wearing a protective coat thing.
God, it still looks so painful.
And the man is trying to get into a bin.
I don't know why.
Why is he trying to get in the bin? The dog still has holes of him. Oh my God, he's in the bin with the dog. Stop it. He's in the bin. This is horrendous.
Why did he get into the bin?
Get out of the bin.
Get out of the bin.
Let go of him.
It kind of sounds like he's having sex.
Oh my God. Let go. Oh my God, that dog is not letting go. Jesus Christ almighty.
It's in the same
spot. He's now falling out of the bin. The dog's jaw must be so... Oh my god.
He's a whopper arse, the guy.
My god, the guy, there's a guy going in there trying to... Okay, let go of him! Okay, dog, we get it.
Such a strong grip.
When is he letting go? Jesus, he's going harder.
What do you think that man has done?
Let go of him, dog!
Maybe fast forward it a bit, it's really stressing me out.
The dog now is just wrestling with the man on the ground. This man has no helmet on.
Imagine if that was your job. Oh yeah, I'm gonna get attacked by a Alsatian today.
What the fuck are they doing with the kid? Get the kid out of there!
God, there's a kid!
Oh my god, he's attacking this man now who was pretending to abduct a kid. Go, Josh, go. Oh, no, Oscar, I'm not enough. That. No, enough of that.
Describe how you're feeling.
I actually feel horrendous.
I had to source that out. It was difficult to find.
That is horrible.
Explain right now to the podcast listener.
The dog and the first dog wouldn't let go of the man's arm. Now, he was wearing one of those massive jackets that is used for training dogs.
Yeah.
Let go of him. Let go.
Were you impressed by the dog's grip?
Yes, I was. Could you imagine that going into your arm? He would have your flesh gone. Look how small my arms are. His jaw would have gone through my arm and he would have probably bitten it off.
So what would you have said if you were the other man and you thought the coat you were going to wear or what you were wearing was going to shield from the pain, but it actually wasn't? Would you just shout, "This isn't fucking working"?
And maybe they think that's all part of the
act.
Yeah,
they think that's...
But why doesn't the dog go for that? Why is the dog only going for the arm? Maybe he's only trying to go for the arm. Because his head is...
Yeah.
All right, we'll go for him.
Why did he jump into the bin? No, now you need to take this.
No, I've taken... Oh, it's taken out straight away.
Take
and then 7 minutes pass.
And then 7 minutes pass. Right. Okay, so...
15 minutes.
Right now. Read the instructions.
Okay. It's good for vegans.
Oh, that's nice.
Recommended dosage, 0.35 ml to be taken twice daily under the tongue.
So that's the pipette. And it has to be under the tongue, not over the tongue. It's murky.
Oh, this looks rotten,
it's
Nathan.
It's murky,
please.
Brown water. No, you have to do it for the podcast.
Nathan, please.
Right to the top of that. Two underneath the tongue, you're going to feel better.
Fuck me.
It looks like pond water.
And this is rotten.
The flavour, rapeseed oil.
Oh, God.
Didn't you buy a bottle of rapeseed oil from Lidl last week?
Oh, this is
deluxe.
Rotten.
Come on, let's pretend we're at a frat house.
Do it!
Come on.
Okay, so we have the pipette. It's brown murky water. It's like I'm in a science lab.
Underneath the tongue. This is the first one. You're going to need a second. Here we go. Do it! Do it! Get it down the hatch! Get it down the hatch! Okay. Describe the flavor.
Oh, fuck!
Graham, Graham, stop! This is the experiment. One more, man. One more. Do you want the side effects or not? You're a stressed out guy. You're a stressed out broadcaster.
I've never had anything like this in my life.
This is proper Joe Rogan. Can you describe the flavor? Oh. Does it taste of cannabis, hempy?
No, it doesn't taste hemp. Not that I know.
What do you think?
It tastes of bark. It's like someone got a tree and put it down a taste of bark.
You did watch dog videos.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that's true.
Fuck me, this is wrong.
So it's worse than you imagine.
Oh yeah. It's kind of like there's no taste at all, but there's a horrible taste.
You look different already.
Why'd you put it under your tongue?
I think it goes to your bloodstream. Here, will you squirt it right beside the microphone? So you can hear it. Kinda sounds like a duck. Here we go. Hey, say hello to the aliens. Say hello to...
See you on the other side, brother.
Wait, before you take it...
Just let me do it.
Before you take it, say hello to the aliens for me.
I'll meet you on the other side, brother.
Go towards the light.
Oh, this is not good for my stomach.
Say hi. Oh!
Oh...
There we go. Hey, I can get... No, don't mix it with water.
Oh, fuck, that's rotten.
I'll see you on the other side, brother. I'll see you on the other side. You look different. There's a glow about you now. There's no going back, Graham. You've done it now.
I need some...
You're chasing the magic dragon.
I need some...
I need to get a fucking brock or something.
No, no, man. Man, all I'm saying is hang tight for 20 seconds. You need that flavour around your mouth. If
now,
you need
the
your
of this crap?
If you need your fix, come to me. All right?
I don't want it.
I know a man, but don't ever mention me if any shit goes down.
Did you give Sean four of them?
I gave him four in one sitting, yeah.
What does he say?
He thought it was the most disgusting thing. Now, I'm sure...
Do you know what I'd rather take?
What?
Do you ever have to get a colonoscopy?
No.
Do you ever have to get your whole system cleaned out and you have to take this liquid solution stuff that cleans out your guts?
No.
Oh, I'd rather take that.
Can you speak about getting a colonoscopy?
Like, oh.
Like, what's the procedure?
Shove a camera up your arse and see if there's anything wrong with you.
Yeah, so you know you're due in for a day.
The day before you can't eat.
Can you drink?
You can drink water, and then you have to mix the stuff with water. And you have to drink it all, and it cleans out your system. So they don't want anything in your bowels or... Oh, I don't know where it is. They want it in your...
Yeah,
in
yeah,
your,
yeah, yeah.
In your intestine.
And are you so awake when they're shoving something
no,
up there?
No, no, no.
They put you to sleep?
Yeah, they put me to sleep.
You look so much better. I know it's only been 2 minutes.
Really
remember
like
what
that.
Joe Rogan said?
I didn't know I had anxiety until I took it.
Can you find that clip on YouTube? Joe Rogan.
I don't know.
Yeah, you...
I didn't like that.
Now, that's how much Graham cares about
I
you
love
listening.
This podcast.
That's how much he cares that he would do something like that. He is a professional. Please do not try
rotten.
This at home.
And I know people might be thinking, oh, I've had CBD oil. Whatever this is.
This is a different flavour.
That is rotten.
It's bad. It's funky. I tried to take this for 2 days before I went to bed.
Oh, no, you couldn't
be enough. Dead. Enough. It's like someone takes a shit in your mouth.
Yeah, that's exactly
but,
it.
But I don't want to completely slam CBD oil. I'm sure there's some really nice flavours.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This particular one is just not a tasty flavour. But maybe they try and make it bad so you don't take too much.
No, that's the worst idea for a company
safety
ever.
Safety precaution.
We're going to make this taste so bad so you won't buy more. Oh, God.
Oh, that burp. Oh, hello. Oh, that was it calling back saying, did you miss me? Oh, Graham is completely slouched over in his seat. Tensing his left arm, though. His traps and tricep are looking strong. You look broken over there.
I'm sorry. I'm getting a Baraka.
Okay.
I need to get rid of that taste.
But do you feel less anxious?
I feel all right. I think Jorgen was right. I now feel anxious. I now know I have anxiety. Oh.
So, yeah, Graham has left there to get a Baraka. Look, I'll be honest with you. I expected this to happen. As a person that's tasted this, it does taste of bark. It tastes of maybe a stagnant pond you would find in a sewage-ridden meadow. Well, it's just you and me, you and I, if you will. Hope you're keeping well. We have an email address, GrahamandNathan@gmail.com. If you are listening to this and you've never emailed the podcast before, why not? Even just a, hey guys, I think Graham should take more CBD oil. That'd be great. I'd like to be able to read that to Graham. Even though Graham always reads out the emails. Because he set up the email address. He hasn't given me the password, so I can't log in. So maybe we actually receive loads of emails. Who is? He's having a great time. Now, I'm worried the Baraka and CBD oil might, the
no,
mixture
I just need,
of it.
No, I just need to wash my mouth.
Okay.
I won't take too much.
Do you want to read an email?
Yeah. Okay. okay, wrong. Nope. I do not want to look at the results of everything. Remember Anna. Anna Gallagher. We had her on as a guest before Christmas.
Yes, Anna Gallagher.
She was saying she was preparing for a Spanish exam.
Oh, yeah.
Subject line, the Spanish result.
Oh, this is massive, Anna.
Let me get my...
So she hadn't done the Spanish exam.
Wasn't she doing a... She was doing a project.
She was doing it with her friend.
Yeah.
And didn't they have to do... I'm trying to remember the project, but it was...
We were saying something about...
The World Cup, were we? Or if, I feel like we were saying...
Maybe the Euros.
Yeah.
Being in Europe.
How's that?
That's nice.
Do you want to be nice there? A little drop.
No! Fuck off.
A little drop.
No drop of CBD oil. Hi, Graham and Nathan.
Hey, Anna.
Hope the two of you are well. I'm not, right now.
Yes, you are.
I'm not.
Keeping well.
I'd hoped to email sooner about the result of my project, but I only found out what it was on Friday.
All right.
Okay. I wish I was writing with good news. Oh, Jesus.
Oh, no.
But myself and Pearl.
Oh, Pearl, I really liked Pearl.
Only received a 63 in our video. I think that's good.
That's not bad.
Normally, this result would be satisfactory. However, we believe we deserved at least a first due to the production value as well as the level of Spanish in the presentation. Well, if you say that, I believe you.
Yeah.
I believe you. I'm not one to question that. Bracket, not to mention the help from the two professionals. Thank you very much.
I'm just trying to remember what...
Okay. What did we say? We said something about COVID-19, I think.
No, I think we were saying don't do that because everyone is speaking about it.
On top of this, we had people in our course who we wouldn't normally speak to approach us and tell us how good our video was.
Ah,
what the hell is going on?
Jesus.
Not to worry though, as the two of us are disputing this result and requesting the feedback as to why we did not receive the grade we believe we deserved.
Yeah. Come on. You gotta appeal.
Yeah, appeal. I like that. Get that CBD.
I'd love to see the video. Can you give us a bit more information, Anna? Send us the video. We'd love to see it.
Yes, please do. In other news, I thought I'd mention I loved Fiona's mention of playing football on Erasmus, which was something I could relate to as I played with the Madrid Harps.
Oh my god.
That's cool. Of course, Fiona was another guest we had on.
Yeah.
And she is right about people of other nationalities not completely understanding the game as we played a team from Galicia in the European Championships in Vienna. And I can tell you here and now, they're some of the roughest players I've ever played against.
Oh.
Great to see them playing the game, though, all the same. Hope you're staying positive and testing negative.
Clever.
I feel very negative right now.
You're positive over there. You're feeling good.
That's from Anna. P.S. My dad DM'd Sean O'Regan on Twitter and let him know about your podcast. My dad? She's from the same town.
She has a link to Sean O'Regan, yeah.
That's nice.
How's Sean getting on in Vancouver?
We must get Sean back on. It's been over a year, hasn't it?
The only issue is we did go in on a Saturday, didn't we? When we spoke to Sean, because it was the Canadian time. So we had to come in.
Oh, yeah, sure. Come in again.
Oh, it was worth it.
Jesus. Oh, because we wanted to talk about COVID.
Yeah. You don't seem right over there, I suppose.
You know what? Today was the first day I was feeling normal.
4 minutes has gone by.
No, it hasn't. I took it at about 15 minutes.
Okay, well, how do you feel?
Horrendous.
Do you? No, you don't.
4 minutes gone by. Will we go back and watch the video? Yeah, let's go. Let's continue with the video. Okay, we've paused and the dog is on the ground attacking the guy that was trying to abduct the child.
So let's
this
see
is all in. This is training.
If you feel as anxious as you did.
I actually feel so anxious for that kid. The kid is in the compound where this dog is attacking people. And it went right by it. Okay, here we go again. Now stop with the kid. Honestly. They keep grabbing the kid and then throwing the kid over by the fence. But
oh
it's still
God.
In the compound.
They're showing it in slow motion.
No, I don't need that.
The man really falls back.
So relaxed.
Why is...
Wow, this is incredible.
Why is...
It's like I don't care about the dog
that
anymore.
Dog just attacking that man on the left and not the right. They both were fighting.
Maybe an attacker always needs to have a big jacket on. So maybe you're going to be screwed if you have that puffy yellow jacket on.
Is it because he has a beautiful ponytail and the dog is jealous?
I'm so calm.
Okay.
I didn't realise I was anxious.
We're going to cross over.
Until I just had CBD oil.
We're going to cross over to Graham.
That's enough of that.
How?
So, oh my god, the horrible tasting liquid has made me not anxious anymore.
And what do you think about life now? Do you see it in a different...
I see life through a different prism.
Yeah.
Like right now there's dragons flying around. It's brilliant. And I never saw them before.
How many heads do I have?
Just a one. But you got something, you got four arms coming out. You're like one of those... I'm not going to offend some religion now.
Don't offend.
We do have another email.
Oh, another one. Oh, we're being greedy. Oh, I don't like you holding your stomach. Do you think it's going to give you the shit? Because if you don't know, Graham has IBS. Oh,
Jesus, if you didn't know that at this stage, if you've been listening to the podcast.
Oh, we could have a first-time listener.
Go back and start at one, even though we think we've lost 1 to 50.
So,
where is?
Isn't that annoying? Isn't that frustrating? Yeah. But Graham, I was looking on Spotify. Every time we add an episode, yeah, we're taking away one from the log.
Are we?
I think so.
How far does it go on Spotify?
I think it only goes to 100. And 20.
Well, they probably don't expect people to be such monsters in the podcast game, like, yeah, you and I.
We can't keep up with
you
boys.
We are monsters, like, you know what I mean. It's only going down to 128 Lewis Capaldi for me.
Isn't that mad?
Live from Hong Kong. Well, that's like a year ago.
That's all. What happened to all our other episodes?
Hey, what the hell, guys?
That's so sad.
Oh, well, that's the way it is. Oh, look, one thing. All right.
Okay, give us another email.
Okay, I'm going to go for another burp.
Kind of making me feel sick.
I'm going for a burp. No, didn't go.
Oh. Can you smell that?
Honest, you gave Sean 4 of that.
Yeah.
I'd ring him now, but he's on his show.
Before he ran.
Before he ran?
Yeah, he went.
Oh, here we go. Not as bad.
Because of the bracken.
Yeah, still tastes of bark tree. It's supposed to be great for pains and stuff, isn't it?
Yeah.
And arthritis.
Yeah.
Jeez, I don't know.
How's your wrist, actually? Because you have a sore wrist.
Oh, my God.
It doesn't
my wrist
feel
is
like
healed. I can do that. Look, I'm
you're
rolling
moving
my wrist
it around.
Oh, I've not been able to do that for a while. my wrist is screwed.
What picture was it when you showed... oh, was it the magician? One trick pony. How bent... No, I can't talk. I have a very bent nose. But how bent your nose is.
Yeah. It was because...
I didn't realise how bent it is. I always thought it was me.
Whatever face I was pulling at the time of the video.
Yeah.
My face obviously was stretched, and so the skin just outlines the the bone.
So you properly broke your nose. Did you know you did?
So I broke my nose, I think I've said this before, but I broke my nose in a football match 10 minutes before I broke my leg. I went up for a header some fella's head went back and broke my nose. I didn't know it was broken at the time, it was just bleeding. And then I went one-on-one with the keeper and he went to grab the ball but grabbed my foot. So when I went into the hospital, I asked him to have a look at my nose as well, because they go, I hate to inform you, but you've actually broken your nose too.
Oh.
I was in transition year at the time, and I was in the musical. I was a dancer.
You're the Elephant Man.
Yeah. And I had a cast on my nose and a cast on my leg. But then they worked me into the play. I pretend it was Guys and Dolls, so it was all about mafia, I think. Mm. It was Guys and Dolls. And then someone was threatening somebody, and I had to come on stage.
Yeah.
So he goes, if you don't do this, I'm going to make sure that something happens to you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then I come on my crutches, and they had to get really old wooden crutches. I go, and everyone pauses, and I look to the crowd, I go, tell me about it.
Oh, brilliant.
And everyone goes, ah,
Graham.
Dad. So they worked me in.
The exact same thing happened to me. I was a tree hippie in transition year. That was my character.
Mm-hmm.
And I broke my arm playing football, and I needed help to climb up to the tree.
Yeah.
And the script
you
sort of changed. The script kind of changed a bit. Oh, we got to help Nathan. We got to be careful with him. Look what happened to his right arm. And I looked up the crowd and they all laughed. But I was...
They work us in.
I don't know about you, but I was so ahead of the game.
Yeah.
Like
you are the game.
I got given my character and I looked up the script, licking my finger, browsing through it, seeing how my character develops.
Yeah.
And I said, do you mind if I get a pen and kind of rewrite my dialogue?
Absolutely.
And they said, go for it. So I changed my dialogue without telling anyone, and that proved to be problematic, as nobody else around me knew what I was
going to
say.
Well, you broke
your
arm on purpose so you could have a reason in the thing.
Daniel Day-Lewis, method actor, tree hippie, broken arm.
You know they have to re-break your bones. Well, I don't know how it works in general, but they re-broke my nose.
Did they?
So my nose broke, but obviously they couldn't operate on it there and then. I had to come back. But by the time I came back, it's reset. So they have to re-break your nose. And I know this because there was a guy in my class whose sister did the operation on me. So he was saying, oh, my sister said that we had someone from Lewsburg in your school. And he was like, oh, that's Graham. So they re-break it. And then what happened? 2 years later, on a night out, somebody decides to smack me in the nose.
So your nose was completely fixed until that day.
And got rebroken.
Oh, they can't do it again.
Nah, no, it's gone now, but...
It's funny you said, though, the link between somebody new re-breaking your nose.
Yeah.
When I broke my arm, it was surgery overnight. And my brother Adam, his good friend at the time, was one of the nurses in that hospital.
Really?
And he was sat beside me as I was waking up from the general anesthetic.
Yeah.
And apparently I said some pretty weird things.
Wacky.
And Adam said, "What did he say?" And he said, "I can't tell you that." Patient confidentiality. Now, I never had the confidence to say to my brother's friend, "What did I say?"
Yeah.
Like, what was weird about it? So, I always feel...
Is there a better feeling than going under anesthetic? It's unbelievable.
It's a scary feeling.
I wonder how it actually happens.
So, you go in. Sure, I had it last year with the knee.
Yeah.
And you go into a room and there's many people there and they say count backwards as you have that face mask over your nose and mouth.
Yeah.
And I remember having this feeling, I'm not going to fall asleep.
Yeah.
I'm going to try and stay awake. So I was like, 10, 9, I don't know. It's like you, exactly you with the CBD oil.
I don't know if this is the CBD oil talking.
Well, go on.
But.
You seem a bit whacked out of it now. Like Mary Jane is coursing through your veins.
I don't know if this is the CBD oil.
Maybe it is. Go on.
I'm just here. For me, this is two guys having a chat about life.
Yeah.
Where do you see your memories?
Oh, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you.
Where? Think about it. I want you listening right now to think about the last time you were in a pub.
Mm.
You can see it. Who were you with? What were you drinking? Where was it? Let me ask you. How the hell are you seeing that? You're seeing it, aren't you? Yeah, you are. You're seeing the image.
Yeah.
But where are you seeing it?
Damn right.
Because you're not seeing it in front of you.
No.
You're looking...
Double vision.
Where are you seeing it? You're seeing it inside your head. Where the hell is that image being projected?
Now, before you say anything else, I do want to say...
drop of that shit over there.
Do want to say, Graham, you can notice how different he is now. From the beginning of the podcast to now, he is performing at a different frequency that I, who hasn't taken the CBD oil, can't catch up with.
No.
You're by yourself.
I'm on a different
level. You're on a different level. Anything else? Any observation? Looking into that cup.
They do say, when we accept that we're going to die, that is the day we start to live.
Oh.
That's what they say.
Give me another quote that you had just about life.
Nathan, would you buy a house beside a graveyard?
Absolutely not. Be terrified.
It's not the dead you got to be afraid of. The living.
Oh, this man has just made up that quote on the spot.
I most certainly have not taken that from my girlfriend's mother.
Is that a good way to think about life, though? That you're scared
what
and you don't trust?
Is life?
I don't know, man. Do you know what's weird?
Do you know what's weird?
Okay.
No, bro, shut up.
Yeah.
Bro, do you know what's weird?
What?
One day we met each other.
Yeah.
Now we're here talking to each other 10 years on.
Yeah.
What the fuck? Honestly.
Okay.
Seriously, think about that.
Yeah.
You weren't even going to do that course.
I wasn't. No, I got accepted. Bro. That third round offer.
Bro. Seriously?
Yeah.
What the hell?
No, it's weird. I know.
It's weird.
You kind of are... Like, is there alcohol in that drink?
That's nice.
You're kind
it's
of
good.
Sipping it like
life
it's
Life is good. Life is tough right
it's
now.
It's a whiskey.
Life is tough right now. I understand that. Yeah. We're in a very fortunate position where we still got to go to work.
Yeah.
But jeez. You see those brighter evenings? See the jabs going in those arms?
Yeah.
Seeing the news today that vaccinated people might be able to hang around with vaccinated people without any social distancing? Jeez.
Got that from America, didn't they?
That's good, baby. That's good.
Look, you seem very relaxed. I don't know how many minutes into this podcast.
We can wrap it up here, baby, or we can talk for the next 4 hours. I know you got a very important... thing happen later on.
Oh my
And my friend, I wish you the very best of luck.
Thank you very much.
I want you to succeed.
What are you going to do? I feel you need to lie down now.
I might go home, strip naked and run around on my estate. Because why are we wearing clothes?
Graham,
we were born naked. Why do society make
I said
reckless?
Last week that I was cryptic brother. About my announcement.
Yeah.
Should I touch on it?
Is it going to get put out?
No, I don't know.
Maybe. Oh,
it's pilot season.
We've got a big guest lined up. Let's ask him about it.
Oh, yeah.
Next week.
And brilliant.
Yeah.
We have a big guest next week. We've been introduced to this man by DQ, friend of the podcast.
That's
okay. Do you want to take any of this before we speak to the
guest?
I might
actually put that in my pocket. That's okay.
Hey, GrahamandNathan@gmail.com. We know we have a second email that we didn't get to, but Graham is just riding high on life.
Here's Joel Curry.
Oh, yeah, Joel.
Here it is.
So will I put in all of it?
Put in the lot, brother. I just want to say I really appreciate everything you do in this podcast, because I do jack shit for it.
Hey, you put up an Instagram story.
I did.
After the Liverpool match.
I was very upset.
Doesn't go unnoticed.
Wow.
Thank you.
Life is good. Life is going to get better. Stop laughing. I'm serious.
Oi, oi.
Oh, there he is.
There he is.
Oh, you got the tunes on, yeah?
Oh, man.
I'm just playing the Tiesto remix of your song.
Oh, yeah.
I was checking your stats on Spotify, Joel. I was very impressed.
They're pretty cool, isn't it?
Have you seen Head and Heart has got over 500 million streams on Spotify?
Yeah, I know. It hit that landmark literally the other day. And incredible, man. It's just ridiculous, isn't it? I can't believe it.
Oh,
it's mad to see the song, like, you know, it's traveled around the world now. So, you know, you got us. I'm getting emails saying that, you know, on Shazam, it's on fire in Brazil right now. And I'm like, Brazil? I'm like, what?
Brazil, baby! Oh.
It's kind of become the unofficial, I don't know if this is a good thing, but anthem of lockdown, because it really broke last summer and people just have been going, bum, 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 bum. It's just exploded.
Yeah, I mean, I'll literally go to the, you know, petrol station and put the window down and someone would be doing that to me, you know. like you said, I think the song came at a time when people like needed that positive, uplifting banger. And I'm just happy it helped people get through lockdown. And, you know, last summer gave people some good memories, I hope.
We want to discuss something with you because we were having a little bit of a debate before the interview, because obviously we are in lockdown and we don't have much chance to get out. But Nathan did try extra hard today with the shirt that he wore. And I know you're a man for a shirt as well. So I want to get your opinion on what can only be described as if Joe Exotic met Charlie Sheen.
Do you think this shirt is a baby-making shirt? Because your brand new song, Bed, that is a baby-making song.
Oh, mate, I'll tell you what. This is what you need. You need to be an Ocean Beach Ibiza. You need Bed on in the background. You need a big pair of shades on. Get the teeth whitened before you go.
Oh, God.
And you could do some laps at the pool. And, mate, the girl's going to be all over you, bro.
An image of Nathan.
Hello, girls!
I think people would ask for their money back. Congratulations on the new song. Nathan did mention it, Bed, featuring Ray and David Guetta. When you were chatting to David Guetta about this song, did he give you any tips on how to stay shredded into 50? Because I've seen a picture of him recently. He has an 8-pack. What's going on there?
I know, man. Like, literally, I've got competition here, haven't I? I was like, David, what's going on, bro? I messaged him. I was like, mate, you're looking shredded. And he was like, oh, so are you, bro. So, honestly, the David Guetta, Joel Curry gym collab is coming.
Yeah, can I ask, Joel, how are you getting on? Because you are ripped like a mackerel. Are you doing a lot of home workouts?
You know what I've got? I've actually brought a Stairmaster. I live in a bungalow, which doesn't have any stairs. So I think it's pretty funny that I've brought a Stairmaster for my bungalow.
It's your aspirations of someday you'll have a second floor in your house. But until then... I saw one of your interviews that you're getting really excited about June 21st and the opening up of the clubs in the UK. And you said that you might try and set a world record for the longest time DJing. Have you checked out how long it actually is?
No, I need to still check that out. But where have you found out?
Oh, we have the facts.
Do you know what? I reckon I could lie. I actually realistically reckon I could probably do 3 days without stopping.
Well, it was done in 2014 by a guy called Norberto Loco. He sounds like a Colombian footballer. It was done in Dublin and it was 200 hours.
So 8 days, over a week.
Oh my God.
Oh my God, that is crazy.
So do you want it like, that much?
I don't think I can do that.
Joel, are you looking forward to coming back to Dublin when you can?
Oh, of course I am, man. Like, Ireland's like a second home to me. I've always said it, the Irish crowd is the best. Without a doubt, when I'm DJing abroad in Ibiza or Zante or Magaluf, the Irish section of the crowd, I know who's Irish straight away because they're up the front, they're having it off, they're louder than everyone else, and they're just so up for a party. And yeah, I can't wait to get back to Ireland. It's always the best parties, man.
And we're always the pastiest and palest in the crowd as well. So very easily spotted.
So true. that is also true.
You are going to Dublin. You announced this week that you're going to be doing a UK and Ireland tour 24th of October in the Academy.
Yes.
We cannot wait for that. We're looking forward to that. On the way next, we want to play our game, Gotta Get It Wrong. Now, I don't know if you remember the last time you were on our show. You played the game and you didn't get on too well, but we're going to give you a second chance. We'll be on the way back in 3 minutes. Joel Curry, welcome back to Fully Charged.
Go on, Joel.
Oi, oi.
Now, Joel, we want to play our game, Gotta Get It Wrong. I don't know if you remember playing the last time. It is the game where all you have to do is get the questions wrong. And you are a legendary player on this game because we keep a leaderboard and...
Oh no.
And you are bottom of the leaderboard with 1 point.
Do you remember it, Joel?
I really struggled with this, didn't I?
You did.
So, when we heard that you were coming back on the show, we could not wait to give you a second chance at redemption.
This is literally it, man. You can do it. I believe in you. This is going to be your moment.
As long as I get more than one, I'll be happy. Like, surely I can't get less.
So the rules are, Joel, I'm going to say them really slowly this time. The rules are you have to get the questions wrong, okay? You can't repeat yourself. Your answer must be in relation to the question. So if Nathan says, what color t-shirt am I wearing? You can say blue because I'm wearing a white t-shirt. Don't say pigeon.
Okay.
So it has to be in relation. And you only got a couple of seconds before we buzz you and move on. Let's dream big. On top of the leaderboard is Westlife with 18 wrong. In the middle, we got Charlotte Crosby, your friend, and Stormzy on 14. And if you want to get off the bottom, you got to beat Jack Whitehall and Codaline, who are on 10.
This is real pressure. You know, like, everything else has happened in my life. I feel real pressure right now. This is a big moment.
Okay, Joel, we're planning to get off the bottom of the leaderboard. Can we do better than the last time where you got... one. Okay. Are you ready, Joel?
I'm ready.
Are you ready, Nathan?
I'm ready.
3, 2, 1, go.
What is the capital of England?
Glasgow.
Do your best impression of Donald Trump.
Finnair.
What TV show did Gaz Beadle used to be on?
Towie.
What is 4 plus 3?
15.
10 minus 5 is 5. True or false?
True.
What noise does a raccoon make? Do your best impression of Colonel Sanders.
Here's a Big Mac.
What does LOL stand for?
Ha 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 ha.
How do you spell nipple?
T-I-T.
Sing a Harry Styles song.
I'm blue, da-ba-dee-da-ba-dye.
Name a Ben Stiller film.
The beach.
Finish the lyrics. And through it all, she offers me protection.
And I've got an Apple iPhone.
What is Boris
Johnson? Out of time.
Joel Curry is in the house.
Okay.
All right, Joel, first of all, how did you find that?
Mate, I feel I was on fire. That was the sound of redemption right there. Boom.
It was good. You were a lot better than the last time. Definitely.
Joel... you should always meet your heroes because you got 11!
Yeah!
Come on! Yes!
You are longer on the bottom of the leaderboard. That accolade now goes to Jack Whitehall. So if you ever see him, make sure you tell him. You now bet him and got to get it wrong.
Come on.
Oh my God. Wow.
Joel, absolute pleasure chatting to you again. As always, we can't wait for you to come back to Dublin. We can't wait to see you in the clubs again. Cut my life!